Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877 D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So I don't know if you guys are doing this, but as I'm driving, I'm not heavy to the, metal. I'm not, my foot is on the pedal so light, and I'm just kind of like toe tapping it, and I was driving slow, but there was some accident on the freeway, and so we were driving slow anyway because there was so much traffic. And with all the gas prices going up, and I think there's going to be a shortage coming very, very soon, I'm a little nervous. I was a kid, a really, really young kid, during the 1970s gas shortage, fuel shortage. If you remember, that was prompted because of the 1973 Yom Kippur War. I believe multiple countries were a little ticked off at America's support of Israel, and so they embargoed fuel access, and it caused a whole ripple effect in terms of global fuel shortage. I think it lasted for years. People even stopped putting up Christmas lights. It was, I mean, people were really trying to skimp. I don't remember much about it because, you know, if my parents had a car, it was only one car. And we walked a lot as a kid. And I just remember one time, you know, being in the car for a long time. Then my parents were grumpy. My father would cuss a lot. I don't understand. I can't say what he said. But and it was not an easy time. And so we've been watching with horror. And I feel like I feel guilty as hell that all we're doing is watching, you know, the slaughter that's happening in Ukraine. And finally today, Biden said he is going to ban Russian oil imports. Now, what does that entail? What does that mean? Well, we don't really get a lot of our oil from Russia. I think it's, what, 3.3%? You guys might know more. So we don't really get a lot. But our prices have been going up because the way the system works in the economy is if there's any issues or any disruption, let's say, in some of the supply or the way things are being commerce, then it causes a ripple effect across the globe. So even though we weren't embargoing Russia for 2 full weeks, because the war's been going on now for 2 weeks, we still saw prices skyrocket. Every day, prices are going up, and they're going up, and we're just watching it happen. Meanwhile, Russia is getting money from us. And Biden even said we are not going to fuel, you know, this war. We're not going to subsidize Putin's war. So I agree with him, you know, saying, look, we're not going to, you know, get oil from Russia. It's only about 3.3, like I said, percent of what we use. But what this does highlight is America's dependency on fuel and oil. Now, I'm not saying go run out and get an electric car, because I'm a little nervous about that, especially since our electric grids can be hacked, as we saw what happened in Texas. But I do think that we are going to be running into one hell of a fuel shortage. Everybody says it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. We have plenty of barrels and reservoir. We could always reopen the Keystone Pipeline. I don't know. I don't know how quickly that takes. We can always use Alaska. You're right. We have Alaska at our fingertips. Again, I don't know how long that's going to last. So for the time being, we're going to have high prices, and we're already seeing the lines. My husband went to get some groceries at Sam's Club, and I had already filled up his car a couple days ago when it was like 40 cents cheaper. And he said the lines were just wrapping around. He was already seeing 1970s era lines for people trying to get gas because it's a little cheaper at the clubs. The club. Now, when we go to the club, it's out Sam's Club or Costco Club. So, U.S. officials are now looking at Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, because I guess there's just this tendency to not want to. I thought it was supposed to be Made in America. It was all about, you know, America. No, I guess we don't want to hurt our country and affect our environment, so we're going to Venezuela. I'm not sure why I would want to start working with Venezuela with everything that had gone on. So the European Union is now aiming to cut its reliance on Russian gas by nearly 80% by the end of the year. The UK is expected also to ban Russian oil. So actually, we were one of the first. Everybody says Biden was the one that slept the longest. Actually, he was kind of one of the first. Well, I looked at some numbers back in 2016, because those are the only numbers I could get. And it appears that at the time, now we're talking 6 years ago, we had, in terms of oil reserves, the 11th in the world. So, I mean, we're not bad, but we're not the best. We had 35 billion barrels. Our production at the time, now this is 2016, our production was 14.8 million barrels per day. Our consumption, though, was 19.6 million barrels. So we had at that time nearly a 5 million barrel deficit each day. And so also keep in mind, this isn't just about what happened with Russia, all right? We have now post-pandemic use. I mean, people were home, people were working from home. Now companies are like, you know, if you want your job, you need to come back, you need to come back and work. Not to mention, we have now more demand of supplies. We have, you know, we need more truckers. We need a lot more truckers. And so as we are demanding supply, as we're trying to demand more in, you know, domestically, it is going to be taxing more of our fuel sources. On top of that, we still aren't on all the same page when it comes to the environment, when it comes to what we need to do to be, you know, energy independent. And electric cars are expensive. I can't sit here and tell you guys to go get an electric car. I mean, I can't even afford one now. They're too gosh darn expensive. And I personally like the idea of hybrid. I just want a hedge. Because if there's a crash in the power system, in the power grid, or somebody hacks into that, I at least have fuel in my car. If we're having fuel issues with costs going up, I can at least use the power. So I think hybrid is going to be the way to go. I just don't know if that's going to be even in the cars. I think they want to go all electric. I just don't like the idea of being dependent on anything. I like to hedge my bets. But for those of you that are like, what happens next? Well, what happens next is the prices continue to go up, and then we have fuel shortages. So our fuel shortages are going to be also inspired because people are going to be now trying to hoard gas, fill it up. So it's not going to be pretty. Start carpooling, people, or get an electric bike. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
As we've watched the invasion unfold in Ukraine, our hearts are breaking as we watch communities being destroyed and people's lives forever changed. At the same time, we're seeing people around the world come together to support the Ukrainian people across our Meta platform. In just the last week, more than $20 million has been raised for nonprofits supporting humanitarian efforts for Ukraine on Facebook and Instagram. Facebook groups have been created to help those in need, including a group of 200,000 Romanian volunteers and donors coordinating transportation and accommodations for refugees. Across Europe, groups have formed to offer care and housing for pets of anyone in Ukraine. Even in this terrible moment, we get to see and amplify so much good. To amplify these efforts, we are committing $15 million to support humanitarian efforts in Ukraine, including $5 million in direct donations to nonprofit organizations who are on the ground now in the region and committed to providing long-term recovery in Ukraine. If you'd like to help, consider donating or starting a fundraiser for a nonprofit supporting humanitarian efforts in Ukraine by visiting facebook.com/fundraisers.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I'm not on Twitter a lot, but one thing that I think a lot of people don't realize is we have a few public figures who have been banned. I don't think we'll ever be able to go back on Twitter again, permanently banned. But then there's other figures that are still tweeting and hanging out in the Twittersphere. So most notably, right, you have Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, you have Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, and they've been banned because of their support for reevaluating the election and all sorts of other things that they tweet. And then, of course, President Trump. President Trump, he's been banned. And we'll tell you actually what Twitter used as a fuel to ban him. So while our former commander-in-chief has been banned on Twitter, one wonders why Russian President Vladimir Putin is still on Twitter. Oh, Vladimir Putin did not do the same degree of damage as Donald Trump did when it, as it relates to the January 6th riots, Capitol riot, that quote, unquote. I don't know. I think what Russian Putin has done is a lot worse. How many civilian deaths, how many kids have died, thousands of injuries, millions of people displaced. I would say Vladimir Putin is kind of a bad guy. Yet, according to Twitter, he is still, right, a model Twitter user. And if he's a model Twitter user, he is still on Twitter. Meanwhile, all of us are ducking and dodging and going, oh my gosh, I don't want to get, you know, I don't want to say anything that could get, can't, I don't want to, you know, remember I posted something on Facebook about the gas prices and then I got banned. And I just posted a picture of the gas prices saying, looks like I might need a sugar daddy. Now, they reversed it, but I'm a radio host and a doctor dodging getting banned at any second from social media, yet here's Vladimir Putin causing genocide, war crimes, putting the world into World War III any second now, he gets to tweet. So it's interesting. I looked into the policy because I'm just dying to know what the justification is. I mean, if we did equate this, and I don't like to equate anybody to Hitler because Hitler is the most evil, 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 evil piece of crap ever to have, landed. His mother needs to be smacked upside the head 17 times. But, you know, if I have to do an analogy, it's like Twitter allowing a, shall we say, Hitler to tweet, but not allowing Albert Einstein. See, it doesn't make sense. Okay, so I think it's a good analogy. So Twitter has a policy called the Glorification of Violence Policy, and they wrote, they had a statement, they said, this is how President Donald Trump violated it. On January 8th, 2021, he said, this is Donald Trump's tweet, the 75 million great American patriots he voted for me, America first, make America great again, will have a giant voice long in the future. They will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any way, shape, or form. Now, I could be reading this differently, but I didn't see anything that said genocide, let's kill kids, let's storm the Capitol. I didn't see that. And then Twitter also said, he wrote, to all of those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th. Okay. So he's not going to go to the inauguration. Well, apparently that is considered, I guess that's considered inflammatory. In fact, Let me see if I could use their. I'm just really kind of interested in this because I'm wondering what Putin has to do on, in terms of getting banned on Twitter. Okay, let me see what they wrote here. All right. So they said, due to the ongoing tensions of the United States and the uptick of the global conversation in regards to the people who violently stormed the Capitol on January 6th, these two tweets must be read in the context of broader events in the country and the ways in which the president's statements can be mobilized by different audiences, including to incite violence as well as in the context of the pattern of behavior from this account in recent weeks. So what they're saying is based on him kind of being a bad boy this whole time, this statement of to all of those who have asked, I will not be going to the inauguration on January 20th, I mean, if he's not going to the inauguration, he's not going to the inauguration. I mean, that's And then for him saying that the 75 million American patriots who voted for me, America first, make America great again, will have a giant voice along in the future, they're saying that is in the context of inciting violence. Twitter said President Trump's statement that he will not be attending the inauguration is being received by a number of his supporters as further confirmation that the election was not legitimate. Somebody saying I'm not watching the inauguration doesn't always mean there's a lack of legitimacy. You know, I didn't bring this up when Donald Trump was banned, because I'm bringing it up now in the context of here's Putin tweeting. I'll show you what Putin is tweeting. They say the use of the words American patriots, this is Twitter, the use of the words American patriots to describe some of his supporters is also being interpreted as support for those committing violent acts at the U.S. Capitol. So what they're saying is he's using code. He's just talking the way he's always talked. People are patriots. They loved him. He's mad that, you know, the election didn't go his way. Does that really mean he's inciting violence? They say the mention of his supporters having a giant voice long into the future and that they will not be disrespected or treated unfairly in any shape or form is interpreted as further indication that President Trump does not plan to facilitate an orderly transition. Okay, that's subjective. So they say plans for future armed protests have already begun proliferating off and on Twitter, including a proposed secondary attack on the U.S. Capitol, state capitol buildings on January 17th. Twitter has a right, by the way. Twitter has a right to choose to ban Trump. They're not the government. They're a private entity. We have freedom of speech, but businesses have freedom to do that. It's just, I think somebody has some splaining to do on why Vladimir Putin, though, isn't. So what are his tweets? Well, on March 4th, he tweeted that the Russian flag has been hoisted on the Marshal Rokossovsky ferry. It is the first in Russia Arc 4 ice-class dual-fueled ferry. Oh, that's nice. He's talking about a ferry. All right, so apparently that didn't ping the radar. That wasn't bad. And that didn't violate the glorification of violence. What about this? Telephone conversation with President of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko. The progress of the special military operation. Russia-Ukraine talks. So he is tweeting about how he is allying and planning and plotting with the Belarusian president, with the resulting genocide. And that's okay on Twitter. That's still fine. I don't get it. Then you see a picture of Vladimir Putin. This is called President of Russia. This is his Twitter account. The president held a meeting with permanent members of the Security Council. Then they had a telephone conversation with the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud. Then, here was a nice one that didn't ping the radar. Greetings to Von Khachaturian on being elected president of Armenia. I mean, all right, they're not trying to ping the radar. Then they had a television conversation with President of France, Emmanuel Macron, so they made sure to tweet that. But then they have Vladimir Putin discuss the special military operation to protect Donbass with Prime Minister of Israel, Naftali Bennett. So, I mean, they're talking about the violence. These are tweets that have to do with the violence. Here's another tweet. Vladimir Putin and RSPP President Alexander Shokhin discussed how to minimize the impact of sanctions on the largest Russian companies. All right, so I guess these are nicer tweets. These don't violate the policy. But I just don't get Trump's not on Twitter, and he is. Makes no sense. 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As the war continues in Ukraine, President Vladimir Zelensky had a message on ABC in English for America.
I just want you to feel and to understand what does it mean for us freedom. Because always American people, they speak about freedom and they know what is it. And now, when you are looking at Ukrainians, I think you feel what does it mean for us. And if you understand how we feel like, how we fight against all the enemies for our freedom, I think we'll win.
A 15-year-old boy is dead and two teenage girls remain hospitalized in critical condition after a shooting outside a high school in Des Moines, Iowa. According to the Des Moines Police Department, the gunfire came from a passing vehicle. Potential suspects have been detained. This is USA Radio News. Students are off today in Minneapolis-St. Paul as teachers have gone on strike.
Teachers in Minneapolis are going on strike after failing to reach an agreement on a new contract. Union members say they cannot reach agreement on wages, caps on class sizes, or more mental health services for students. The strike will keep some 29,000 students at home. By contrast, teachers across the river in St. Paul reached a tentative agreement averting a strike there. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
About 10,000 mail ballots were tabulated but not counted in Texas's most populous county on the day of last week's election, adding to the delay in determining some of the winners from the nation's first primary of the 2022 midterms. Elections officials in Harris County, home to Houston, said an oversight led to those ballots not being counted. Those votes, 6,000 Democratic, 4,000 Republican, will be added to the final tallies today. The March 1st primary was the first statewide election that took place under Texas's new voting laws. This is USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this happen, and we do really appreciate you all listening. We appreciate your calls, your questions, your comments. We know this has kind of been a difficult time, and we all just kind of sit here and watch it happen. I don't know if you saw this. This is pretty remarkable. You know the song "Let It Go, Let It Go." Idina Menzel sings it. There's a little Ukrainian girl. It's the song from Frozen. A little girl who is in the shelter starts singing this, and she sings it to everybody in the shelter. You see, she's a little embarrassed, and the mom is taping it. And it's just so heartwarming. I don't know if I could get it. beautiful voice. I know, it makes you cry. This is just... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I could just cry. I mean, you... And the mom pans around, or whoever's filming, the mom is panning around, and you just see... I mean, it's something you would have expected in, like, World War II. I mean, it's a room with a whole bunch of people huddled together. The ceiling is maybe an 7-8 foot ceiling at the most, and people are lying on the ground. And here she is, you know, singing the song. It blows my mind that this is happening now. Sorry, I got choked up. All right, so the girl can't be more than 10 years old. Beautiful voice, a beautiful voice. In fact, I think Idina Menzel, I hope I'm pronouncing her name right, I think she actually responded and said something to the effect of, you are heard, you know, we do hear you. And I'll try to find that. We hear them. We're crying for them. We're praying for them. It's just not enough. We're all moved by this. The little girl name is Amelia. Let me see if I have her last name. And she's just an incredible singer. Idina Menzel said, we see you. We really, really see you. And then she has a blue and yellow heart for Ukraine. I don't know why we're struggling to make this stop. You know, I mean, this is not, you know, what we should be seeing. I've been posting some pictures of what the evacuees look like and what some of the trials and tribulations they're going through. And if I make these pictures in black and white, you know, my guess is some people might not be able to tell that this is 2022 pictures and not pictures, you know, from World War II. You know, you see, you know, thousands of people huddled at a train station. You see older people in despair needing help with a wooden cane. You see people trying to cross debris to get to safety, a mom holding their baby with a little babushka on her head that's holding her hair back. You would not think these are 2022 pictures. And I'll do that. I'll make some of these black and white and have you guys figure out which is World War II and which is this war on Ukraine. Well, one very scary development that has happened in the last few days is people escaping are at risk of being shunted into Russia. The lion's den. According to USA Today, civilian evacuation is beginning in Sumy as Ukraine warns refugees could be forced to Russia. They say the first safe corridor intended to allow civilians to escape war-torn Ukrainian cities opened Tuesday, with a significant move met with skepticism after similar efforts failed, as the number of people fleeing the country has now surpassed 2 million. Now, the exodus continues as Joe Biden earlier today announced a ban on the U.S. import of Russian energy, saying that the U.S. is targeting the main artery of Russia's economy. Now, the Ukraine Communications Agency on Tuesday tweeted video of buses rolling out of Sumy, a city of 260,000 people in Ukraine's northeast near the Russian border. They say the first stage of civilian evacuation from Sumy has just begun. The Russian Defense Ministry has officially agreed to the humanitarian corridor in a letter to the Red Cross. Now, didn't they bomb and shell as people were trying to escape with the other corridors? The problem is these corridors aren't corridors to a very safe place, let's say in Poland. We're being told that many of these corridors are leading to Russia. They say Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said that those fleeing Sumy and other cities would have the option of going to Russia or to Western Ukrainian cities that have not been targeted. All right. As a granddaughter of people fleeing the Holocaust and Nazi rule, whose great aunts and all the rest of my family was murdered, please do not evacuate to the country that is causing this to begin. Do not go there. It's funny. It's not funny. It's sad. You know, people ask, you know, why did your family not leave? So my immediate family, not the immediate family, but my grandma's family and my grandfather's family had escaped. And then nobody else did. The Polish family didn't leave. Why didn't the Polish family leave? Because they thought they were safe in Poland. While everything was going on in Germany and Austria, the Polish family's like, we're here. We're away from the fighting. You know, people get so mad that everybody's bringing up World War II. And the reason why we're bringing up World War II in Nazi Germany is because when I heard all the stories about what happened to my family in Auschwitz and things like that and just, you know, the horrible tragedies, the question I as a kid, the question my brothers and sisters have, the questions all of us Jews and Christians and Catholics and Muslims had is why did people get the hell out? And right now, we're telling people go to Poland. Poland hopefully will be safe. Hopefully Russia won't go to Poland. But my family was in Poland, away from the fighting. Thought they were safe. Then, when the Nazis did come to Poland, they were slaughtered. Now, I'm not saying everybody in Poland is going to have the same fate as my family did as the Nazis expanded, but I mean, we just don't know where this is going. And so if I had a choice between Poland and Russia, I would definitely say today, in 2022, Poland. In World War II, I would not go to Poland. But who knew? They thought they, you know, people are like, okay, well, you know, the Jews that got slaughtered, they were dumb. They weren't dumb. They weren't dumb. I mean, they got away from the war-torn areas. You know, back in the 30s, the late 30s, they weren't sitting there saying, hey, guys, we're going to move all across Europe and kill everybody. They're like, oh, no, we're just doing this, we're just doing this. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCTALI. So Joe wrote after the two segments ago, you need to get those scooters, those electric vehicle mini car scooters. They're cheaper. Now, I don't know if he was joking, but okay, we were talking about gas prices going up and electric cars. And the price of electric cars, there's still $45,000, $63,000. He gave me this link. There's the 2,500-watt electric vehicle mini car adult tricycle, three seats, family mobility scooter. That's interesting. $3,500. A wholesale electric vehicle trike. EEC EV4, one piece, electric car for, I don't think I could do that. But I see where they're going. Are you guys looking at these little cars? They're like these little mini, they almost look like golf carts. Now, I don't know how you survive with airbags, and I don't think you could drive on the highway with one of these. There is an air-conditioned mini car mobility scooter for $10,000. Free delivery. It's air-conditioned. And I guess these are electric. That's some crazy stuff. I'm looking at a motor. I'm looking at a little motorcycle with a shell, so it looks like a little mini car. Looks like a smart car. Now, some of these are used, but that doesn't work for me. It just, have you seen my kids? They're big kids. That's funny, but yeah, you're right. I mean, these electric cars, they're just expensive. I can't even imagine the average person. I'm looking right now. Now, these are new. 2022 Honda Ioniq 5, $43,650 starting price. The Chevy Bolt 2022 is $31,500. I mean, maybe they are getting a little cheaper. The BMW is $83,000. That won't work. Hyundai Kona Electric, $34,000. But again, that's just the base, and then it always costs more. And you're like, yeah, but you need it electric, or you need it, you need it. So the Chevy Bolts are starting to get cheaper. The Nissan Leaf is at about $27,400. It's just that's still an expensive car. It's a lot of money. I can't afford that right now. $27,000 car. Now, the range is about 150 miles to 226 miles, battery only. And the charge time is 35 hours at the 110 volts. If 35 hours, meaning you have to charge it for almost a day and a half. Remember I was telling you guys about my 36-hour shifts, and you were like, oh, gosh. 35 hours at 110 volts, 8 to 11 hours at the 220 volts. If you are lucky enough to have a 440 volt, you could do it in 45 minutes. You get up to 123 miles per charge. It's less on a highway. I don't know, is that good? You guys know more about cars than I do. Because look, I talk about car safety. I want you guys safe. I mean, I want safety. I don't want, the battery going on fire. I know most of the data says car fires are more common in fuel cars. Again, most of the cars out there are fuel. I get that. And, many people with the electric car might be like, oh, this is so cool. I'm going to drive. I don't think there's been a lot of accidents. But we just had a pretty bad accident involving one of the Raiders linemen. And where the person he hit, people say she was in a RAV4. We believe it was hybrid, and she was screaming as the car was on fire. And so, which means she lived through the accident, and then she got burned alive, she and her dog. So I get nervous about car accidents with batteries. You can still be nervous with gas tanks. But, have you guys bought an electric car yet, and how is that working for you? 1-877-DOCK-DALY, 1-877-DOCK-DALY. Let's look at the Chevy Bolt here, see if they have any stats on how long you have to charge it for. The battery charging time is about 10 hours at a 220 volt. So what you have to do, I think your normal electricity in the house or garage is 110, you would have to upgrade it. And then you upgrade it, and then you charge it, like, overnight. And then you could use it that day, and then you go home and you charge it. I mean, the concept is cool. I'm not against the concept. I think the concept is very, very cool. In that you can save on gas, you could save the environment, and you could plug something in. I just worry about, power outages happen, and when they happen, you don't know when the power is coming back on, and you're screwed. And so when like Superstorm Sandy happened, and many of the Eastern Seaboard was going through winter storms, people lost power. They didn't have access to their phone. So I was like, well, go to your car battery. should be able to, you know, you should be able to, you know, turn on your car. You should be able to at least charge. If you have to go somewhere and get the hell out of Dodge because you're freezing, because you have no power, you know, get into your car, warm up on that. And so I worry that if you can't charge your car is dead too. I get very nervous when I have a dead car. And I just don't like the idea that, you know, if we have all our eggs in one basket. So, you know, how do Americans feel? Well, the vast majority of Americans say a ban on Russian oil is they're in support for. And nearly 8 in 10 support U.S. military response if Putin attacks a NATO country. And so currently, even though Ukraine is not a NATO country, Americans say they will support a ban on Russian oil, even if it meant higher gasoline prices. This is according to a Quinnipiac poll. Those of us, I think, are getting a huge lesson. COVID taught us that, look, you know, we can't rely on masks and vaccine. There's viruses out there. There's viruses that can kill us. You know, get our health in line, live in an area where hospitals don't get overrun, make sure you have access to a nearby pharmacy or, you know, wherever to get your testing, to know where you're at, isolate. We learned a lot during COVID. We also learned that sometimes the CDC doesn't know what the hell they're talking about, but for the most part, I think they've learned a lesson and are now starting to give advice that is very, very, you know, scientifically supported. We also learned that a lot of science could be biased. But now with our fuel dependency, I have been saying for years we're too dependent on China. We're too dependent on China. We're not overly dependent on Russia. We only get 3.3% of our oil from there. But the fact that something could happen in another country and it affect us, it means we aren't as independent as we need to be. Remember our stock market fell because there was a real estate firm in China that was huge, that was almost going bankrupt. So then all of a sudden our stock market plummeted and we're like, who cares if a real estate firm in China has issues? Apparently it does, since China's buying up a lot of our real estate and we're in bed with a lot of these countries and we're very intermingled. So anything happens in one country, it affects the rest of us. That's why oil prices have been going up. Even though we still have plenty of barrels, you know, it's the expectation of a shortage. It's the, you know, it's the increased demand. It's people panicking and trying to, you know, load up on gas and fill up extra tanks. So it's a domino effect. The 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.